Hi, I'm Dave Nielsen from CloudCamp. I'm here with Jim, a developer evangelist out of the Boston area. Jim, I notice a lot of startups in the Boston area, and it seems like a lot of them use cloud computing. Why do you think that is?
Well, let me show you. If you look at a typical startup, they have a really great idea. And when they start putting that idea into practice, they actually have to start thinking about infrastructure. So they might buy a server of their own, or they might work with a hosting company. And that works pretty well for a little while. But at some point, hopefully, they gain some traction. Maybe Justin Bieber tweets about them.
Right.
And suddenly, they get a lot more traffic coming in, and that one server can't handle it. Now they have to start thinking about procuring another server, handling scalability, failover, load balancing, that type of thing. And that's really taking them away from their core idea. What cloud computing does is remove this as something they have to worry about. Somebody else handles the infrastructure for them, allowing them to focus on their business value.
And they can add more servers as they need, but they don't have to physically deal with that.
Absolutely, right.
Yeah, right. Yep. Great relief for startups getting going.
Right.
So what kind of startups do you see getting started with cloud computing?
Well, there's a few. One that I can think of is a company called BuzzNumbers. And what they do, they actually have a social media component. So they are mining social media data for businesses on behalf of businesses that are doing campaigns to see how effective those campaigns are. So because it's social media based, you never know how many tweets, how many Facebook postings, and so on are going to be handled at any given time. So the cloud provides that capability to scale sort of instantaneously, scale up, scale down.
Right. So they, again, they don't have to worry about when they need more servers, they can just automatically get
Absolutely.
More.
Absolutely, they're just there. Yeah.
Great. Okay, that's nice. So any other examples you want to share with
us? Yeah, another company called Edufy, they do a writing coach software for students typically, and it's a web-based application. Students can go in and write their documents, do research, get citations, actually get help from humans as well as part of that. All that information, their documents and so on, are obviously stored in the cloud. But there are other components to that application. There's a mobile component. There's actually an offline component with integration to Office that they're hoping to roll out. So they've got a lot of really great ideas, not really sure which one might actually take. So the cloud enables them to experiment, essentially, very, very cheaply, very quickly.
That's right. And then, as we like to say in Silicon Valley, it's we like to fail fast. So if you're going to try a bunch of different ideas, find the one that works best and fail the rest. And go focus
and
on making those work.
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yep.
And is there any other examples, maybe something that stands out above the rest?
The one that I really like to talk about is a company called Locad. And Locad is in France. They're about a handful of people, I think about six people. Then they do applications that do sales forecasting. So they also work with a massive amount of data for their various clients. They do sales forecasting. They have to do it on a dime, essentially. They have to do it very, very quickly and provide the results back to their clients. And at any given time, with seasonalities and those types of things, you never really know how much data there's going to be. So again, they really need that scaling up and scaling down. And because they're such a small company, they can't afford the infrastructure on premises or nor really working with a hosting company and those types
of things. Yeah, especially with all that data, to be able to process that offline and spin up your servers, that makes a lot of sense. And so where do these companies go to get started with Azure?
Absolutely. We have a program called BizSpark, and you can go to www.bizspark.com. And BizSpark is actually servicing the whole startup community, and Azure is really just a part of it. But if you go to that site, you can learn how to provision your Azure account and get started in the cloud.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us on Dave Nielsen on Azure.